Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Nicely done, beef. Whether it's your smoky beef brisket, your crunchy beef Wellington, your steamy beef stew, or your countless sizzling steaks, you're always the main course. Because dinner without you is just an appetizer. Get cooking at Beef, It's What's For Dinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers. Nicely done, beef. No matter how you're cooked, grilled, sauteed, stir-fried, roasted, or stewed, your savory sounds are music to everyone's ears. Yeah, now that's a dinner playlist. Get cooking at Beef, It's What's For Dinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
The cattle futures market today was lifted slightly here. We're 20 to 50 higher on the feeder cattle, and then about 20 to 50 higher also on the live cattle. Lean hogs, a little bit under pressure this week. It looks like today they're going to finish 10 to 30 higher, though, kind of lifted up here at the end of the week after kind of a bad week for them. Box beef at midday was 42 higher on choice at 210.38. Select 16 higher at 206.84. It seems to have stabilized here at these levels. Been hanging around 210 for a couple weeks now on the box beef. Packer margins have come down substantially from the summer highs, are back from the following the Tyson fire. So we're kind of back to where we're just marginally making money, and we need box beef, of course, to get higher, and then the live cattle cash trade to possibly come down. Working off ideas here that they're 126 or 127 cash asking prices, and you know, last week we got 124. So the live cattle out in February, which is the front month, currently trading at 127, so it wouldn't be all that surprising if we did work our way higher to finish this week on the live cattle cash trade. In the cattle and hogs, just like other markets, we're still trying to see what happens with this phase one trade deal that's supposed to be signed next week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Today's grain futures market here is going to kind of surprise some folks following a USDA report. That USDA report, for a lot of people's eyes, really thought that the thing might have been negative. There was some positive parts of it, but if you look at the big corn and bean production estimates, the production estimate for corn was 13.5 billion bushels, and the actual report said 13.69, so it was a lot bigger than the trade expected. Yield was expected to be 166.2 for corn, and the actual USDA yield was 168. Harvested acres was expected to be 81.35 million acres. The actual number out of the USDA was 81.5. So on the big categories, we were higher than expected for corn production. Soybeans, sort of the same story here. Total production, 3.55 billion bushels. The estimate was 3.51. Yield was 47.4 bushels per acre, where the average guess was 46.6. And then harvested acres right at 75, right in line with what was expected. So a bigger production number for corn and beans. If you look at the ending stocks, that trickles all the way through the report down to the ending stocks. Corn was 1.89 billion bushels, bigger than the 1.75 expected. Beans were 475 million, and we're expecting 424.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.